It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by this year's Farm Progress Show. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. When you walk the streets of the Farm Progress Show every August, it's amazing how many people you see from other countries because they know that's the place for the latest technology to be unveiled. In the United States at the Farm Progress Show. I wasn't surprised then when I got the message the other day from the farmer in Australia who was checking the dates and wondering about housing availability. I'd been on his farm some time ago, and he had been to the Farm Progress Show in the past and wants to return this year. He's planning ahead, and you need to as well. Get the dates on your calendar now, the 28th, 29th, and 30th of August for the 65th edition of the Farm Progress Show. It'll be at Boone, Iowa this year, out back at the biennial permanent site at Boone. And you can get all of the information by watching their website over the next few weeks. Follow the progress there as they get ready for the show. FarmProgressShow.com is the website. FarmProgressShow.com. Breaking that heat wave hasn't happened painlessly in our region. The flooding around Rockford, Illinois sent water into a hospital. A video clip shot there shows the deep water in the hallway. The hospital reported no patients were in jeopardy. And the images of a daring rescue clearly show us two heroes in action in the city of Rockford. Best friends Mark Pickett and Ryan Craig were at the right place at the right time to save the life of a 70-year-old man as floodwaters carried the elderly gentleman's Cadillac away and shoved it into a guardrail. The rescuers broke a window to pull the man from his sinking car. Mark Pickett told the Rockford Register-Star, "We didn't have time to get scared." Heavy rains have also hit parts of Nebraska and Iowa. Games at the College World Series in Omaha were delayed for a second day. From This Week in Agribusiness, as the trade tariff war with China continues to escalate, the grain market sell-off is getting uglier, with soybeans taking the brunt of that, since China buys two-thirds of the world's exported soybeans. Bean futures were down much of the night, better than 20 cents a bushel. Corn and wheat were lower also. And the weekly crop condition ratings out yesterday, while the condition of the soybeans did slip slightly in the past week by 1 percentage point, the condition of the corn actually improved. 78% of the U.S. corn crop is rated good to excellent now. That's 11 percentage points better than this time a year ago. The co-founder of Cub Foods has died. 89-year-old Charlie Hooley was born in Stillwater, Minnesota, and died in Stillwater Sunday. For a time, he was the mayor of Stillwater. 50 years ago this year, Charlie Hooley teamed with a partner to start Cub Foods, which was short for Consumers United for Buying. It's catching on here, something that started in Japan, a wellness trend called forest bathing. The practice simply involves taking a leisurely stroll in the woods and connecting with nature through the five senses. Proponents say it can help your sleep, lower your blood pressure, build your stronger immune system. Now admit it, you thought forest bathing might be something else, didn't you, when you heard that? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.